excited to be here with Meredith Lyle.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad that you're joining me. You are just beautiful and stunning and glowing.
Oh, thank you. I'm not in yoga clothes today for a change.
I know. Yeah. So our paths just sort of started overlapping, which is what I always love. Like, I always like take notice of that in my life when like my life starts kind of like overlapping with someone else's. I'm like, okay, we're kind of like doing the same things. Yeah. We're kind of interested in the same stuff. So I think I met you first in yoga class.
I think so.
I think actually maybe like the same day I met you, I was like going to yoga and then I walked over to float and like we were on the same trajectory that day.
Yes, exactly.
So we both go to Core Power Yoga.
Love it.
And for all you guys who listen to the podcast, I had Christina on before and she has such an amazing story.
I know.
Gosh, she is the manager and like runs Core Power Yoga Brentwood. Yeah. She's just awesome.
And a ray of sunshine.
A ray of sunshine. You know? She has...
Yeah. There's something.
Does she have five kids? No, she
has... She does. She has five.
She has five kids too, like you.
Yeah. And I think she is blended
like
I am.
She has six kids, I think.
Does she have six?
Yes.
I know she has maybe two adopted.
Two adopted,
some
of four.
Hers, and then some with her husband now. I don't know. But yeah, she's got a full
house.
She
might even have seven.
And
she's got a lot of kids.
And she looks effortless every day.
Effortless. They also started like an orphanage.
Oh, I didn't even know
that. She has such a beautiful soul.
Yeah, she really does.
So if y'all haven't listened to Christina's episode, you need to go listen to Christina's episode.
Yeah.
She runs Core Power Yoga. So good.
She is. She's
so awesome. Good. Such a great story. I mean, she struggled with like... sexual abuse as a young child, and then it led her to a long journey in between, but then eventually leading her to yoga and her purpose in life. So her story is really redeeming, which is amazing.
It is. And she teaches a great class.
She teaches a great class. And because of her, I'm actually feeling myself again.
She kicks our butt.
My friend Ashley Wilson, she's been on my podcast many times. She's amazing. She and I were talking. We had lunch yesterday after we had... These are our dates. It's like, let's plan a yoga class. Let's go float.
Yes.
And then let's go have a salad.
And let's go eat.
That's like the best
it is.
Personal like mental health day you could give yourself, or recharge, whatever you call it. You know, like personal care day.
It is. And then if you do it early enough, you get on with your day and you feel great.
But we're saying like how doing that kind of stuff just makes you feel like yourself again. So sorry, I've rambled a lot, Meredith.
No.
But talk to me about your journey, because you are all about physical, mental, emotional wellness, health, prioritizing that, considering you run the float. Tell me about what your business is, because that's how we met.
So it's Pure Sweat Float Studio. Candace is the founder in Bellmead, and I was suffering from like debilitating panic attacks.
Debilitating panic
attacks? Yeah, like I didn't want to leave the house because every time I hit a certain stoplight, you know, it would trigger it, or I'd go into, no offense, Jason's Deli, but a place like that, and it would just trigger it.
But so, like, what would get triggered?
I don't know. I would just like go into that panic mode where I'd stop breathing and
I'd
sweat.
Do you think you're going to die?
I would think I'm going to have a heart attack and die. So several times I rushed.
So you're having real panic
attacks. Yeah. So, and it happened in about 2006 when I went through some trauma in my first marriage. I don't really know why they happen. It's very mental.
Can really start panic attacks.
It does. Yeah. So then I managed them and they went away. And I don't know if it's just with all the chaos of opening businesses, blending families and life, they started triggering again. And I was on Zoloft and Xanax and all the things. And my kids were finally like, you're not present at all. You know, they would be like, you didn't even hear what we said. You don't pay attention. You know, I was just kind of out of it.
Where was your mind? Like, where does your mind go when you're like out of it? Like, where does it rest?
I think you're just almost numb.
Okay.
You know, like that's my thing. I don't ever want to be numb. I want to feel and be present. And especially when you're raising kids, you know, that's the last thing you need to be.
Because you've got three that you birthed.
Yes.
And then five total blended with your husband, Corey.
Yep.
Who I love. He also comes to yoga and floats, and he's all about this lifestyle too, which I love.
I know. For all you men.
It's so good.
It is so good for you, especially as you age. I hate to sound like that person, but.
I think it goes hand in hand, yoga and then getting in that sauna, because the sauna fights so much infection. Like, it's helped cure autoimmune disorders.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there's really something for everything in that. Yeah.
It's good for your skin. It's good. It's like such a great way to give yourself a mental break. It helps your nervous system.
Yeah, it really does.
But then also you're like helping your body fight off all sorts of terrible things because that heat, something about that heat that just coming in. So what did it do for you with the panic attacks?
Well, I read about it with floating because it's used for PTSD. Some military bases even have float pods. So really it's just noise in our brain and we need to get settled down and you need to destimulate. And that's why it's so awesome today because we have so much, you know, Instagrams in our face and our poor kids today that have to see, you know, all the bodies and who's doing what and the fear of missing out and the bullying because you're not included. And, you know, we just
on social media,
you know, and I just think we have so much noise in our head.
Your kids are probably in the middle of all that stuff because they're like, what, late teens, early 20s? Mm-hmm,
exactly.
So, God, what is it like parenting, especially girls? How many girls are you raising?
Four.
And yeah. What is it like raising children in this time and dating? And like, dating. There's so much more that kids can do online that we didn't even know about.
No, I know.
I don't even know how to think about all the things.
Yeah. And I really do try to keep up with it or, you know, now they're a little older for me to keep up with. But when they're in high school, I really tried to keep my finger on it. And it's a full-time job, I have to say. Yeah. And they have ways around things. But just be, like I said, just be present and just kind of stay in the mix, talk to parents, I've told good friends, like, talk to me if you hear anything about my child.
Yes,
you know, like, tell me. I'm not the mom that's going to be like, she didn't do that or no way. You know, I want to hear and I want to be told if something's going on. Mm-hmm. And they get into some stuff, I'll tell you. So I started floating. And it really helped. And so now I'm down to just some Zoloft a little bit. But I'm definitely more present. So I approached Candace and I just said...
So you just started doing it on your own. Like, yeah. How did you hear about floating?
I just started Googling.
Okay, so you just kind of like found it on your own and you're just kind of desperate for anything. And you're like, because it's not... I feel like it's just now starting to hit its stride. Like floating has been around, but I've always heard about it and always been super curious about it. But I feel like it's really coming into its like moment right now.
Don't you think like all health and wellness, like we're really shifting.
I think we're all needing it so badly after these past few years with COVID.
Gosh, with this pandemic the stress. And
then all the tension that we're all feeling everywhere. It's just so much stress.
It's just too much.
And I love y'all's Instagram. Y'all should just follow Pure Float Instagram for Brentwood. You tell us what's the handle?
It's at PSFS.
PSFS
Brentwood.
So Pure Sweat and wait, so what does that say?
Pure Sweat Float Studio, but it's PSFS Brentwood, and then there's Cool Springs too. Okay. I know, it's a mouthful.
But y'all should follow their Instagram just for like the information that you guys share. Yeah, that's something else I really love about your social media. And I think that's how I can only like deal with social media and all the negative effects is like you find accounts like yours who are offering all sorts of great tidbits of wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you're offering wisdom about different types of sweat that you have. You're offering wisdom about mental health. And I feel that like, and you're sharing why the floating and the infrared saunas are so effective.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that what I love about it is that it literally is something for everybody. I mean, we get pregnant women in late in their third trimester.
They're
in
so much pain.
They're just miserable. They can't sleep. Candace actually did it all through her last trimester. So your body absorbs the magnesium. It helps with any inflammation you have, which, you know, being pregnant, you have a ton. You can't sleep because you're miserable because you're flip-flopping around everywhere. So it's just great. It also aligns your spine because it takes all the gravity off of you, which, as you know, you're standing up. It's like bam, 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 you know, on your body.
It allows your nervous system to have a break, which we never give our nervous system a break, right?
No, absolutely not. And then it's for athletes, you know. Athletes love it for inflammation and other reasons. Musicians love it because it helps with creativity. So we get a lot of musicians, songwriters in. Just really restaurant owners we get in.
People who live in very chaotic, probably loud, nonstop environments.
Yeah.
Because, that's where I was going with my rambling. Sorry, I sometimes just ramble over.
I ramble.
Hey, I love that. Is we never are disconnected. We're never disconnected. Even right. when we go to sleep, so many people go to sleep with a TV on to the very last minute or whatever. And then you wake up, the first thing what do you do? Before you even try to like meditate or get stillness or whatever, you grab your phone, you're looking at your emails, you're looking at your text, you're looking at social media, you're looking at your calendar, and all of a sudden you're off to the races. You haven't even given your brain one chance to chill out and like have a moment of peace and space and be intentional about your day. Mm-hmm. So like,
I'm so guilty of that. You know, I wake up, I grab my phone.
We sleep with it by our bed. So we're just getting all those radio waves into our brain all night.
I know. Yeah.
But, and also something you guys talked about on your Instagram, which I love, which I had never thought about. This is why everyone needs to follow y'all's Instagram just for the wisdom, is habit stacking. And someone, whoever runs your social media is really great. It's probably you, all your wisdom.
Oh, yeah, right. Uh-huh. No.
Yeah. But they were talking.
It's Liz, actually, my GM, who's awesome.
She's great.
Yeah.
She was talking about habit stacking, which is when you want to create a new habit, you want to create a new lifestyle, get intentional about how you're going to start that new habit and then stack your life around that habit.
Absolutely.
And so like, that's what I've done with yoga and then adding in Pure Float and
it's
sauna because I know I want yoga because that does so much for my body and my brain. And then to give myself the chance to go to heal my body and recover with the sauna and floating. Yeah. It's like, I have to make that a priority for my life to do that. And once you make that your priority, then you figure out how to stack everything else around it.
Absolutely. I think you just have to think of it as, you know, we exercise to stay healthy. We eat, we try to eat right. But then you also have to add in some of these other modalities as just part of your wellness plan and your lifestyle. And like you said earlier, autoimmune, the saunas are great for that. So we get so many people that come in that have Hashimoto's, which is a thyroid issue. Fibromyalgia from possibly breast implant leaking or just environmental Lyme disease, mold toxicity.
Someone who works at the studio like has healed herself.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can say you've healed yourself all the way, but like the Lyme disease symptoms do not present anymore.
Right. And you've just purged the toxins. So, you know, the tick has bit you. So you have all these toxins in your system. So it's just penetrates your skin tissue. It's not like a standard sauna. We're just, the air's heated. This literally is a medical grade sauna. They use it on babies in the NICU.
So like when they have,
when they're born too early, you know, they put the light on them. So it helps them, you know, progress quicker.
Yes.
Get healthy. Physical therapists use it. So,
so what does the heat do? Because going specifically to like autoimmune and then let's talk about you.
Yeah.
Panic attacks, like what does that heat do to your nervous system and your body to heal it and help you overcome and honestly get rid of these symptoms from your life?
Yeah, well, this is full spectrum, three wavelengths. So the first is penetrates the light comes out of these panels that are in the sauna, and it's carbon and copper. It's been tested for the EMFs, so there's no, you know, electromagnetic that you need to worry about. So the near penetrates the least amount into your skin, and that's more like superficial wounds, collagen health, you know, skin health. And then there's also the second wavelength, which is mid, and that helps with inflammation. So if you know, a lot of us get sick and have health issues because of the inflammation in our bodies.
Right.
So when you can purge, when you can heal the inflammation in your body, then you know, it heals itself without having to do more traditional type medicine.
Right, because the heat gets in there. And like, if you don't use the heat, then your body's just trying to like rush to it as best it can. But this heat,
it goes in like fight or flight mode, you know.
This heat just like supercharges it.
Right. And then with the autoimmune, it's the third wavelength that goes the deepest into your skin tissue. I think it's about 1.5 inches down under your skin tissue. And it literally will purge, you know, make you sweat like crazy. As you know, you've been in it.
I love it.
Are drenched when you get out. It's a totally different sweat than a yoga or a Orange Theory, any of those, you know, other type of exercises. It is, it's coming from within. I know that sounds so strange. It's hard to explain. So come.
You've got to experience it.
Come and try it. Yeah, it's really amazing.
So what started happening to you when you started floating with your panic attacks?
I just think it settled my mind, you know.
Were you able to turn your mind off?
Well, it actually took me several times. The first time I held my neck out.
You couldn't even let yourself relax.
No, because I didn't.
Did you do the sauna too, or just the floating?
I did the sauna too because, It was like some of arthritis in my knees, and I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I did that too. But no, it took me about probably three times to really settle down. And I knew when I settled down when I started twitching.
Oh.
You know, because I was kind of gotten to a state of almost sleep, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so I was twitching, and when I came out, I really had like this sense of just stillness and calmness.
And you hadn't felt that in years.
And I have. And I have more of a type A personality. So it is very hard in general for me to settle down. And then I also had a therapist that worked through some things with me, like, you know, when you start getting into that mode.
Which mode?
Like if you think you're going to have a panic attack.
Oh,
let's say I'm sitting at a red light.
Right.
She would say, all right, so you're getting in that mindset and you're like, oh no, because you can kind of feel it coming on. And she'd say, listen for four sounds.
What does it feel like when it's coming on?
I don't really even know how to say. It's like a rush of
heat,
blood. You know, you can kind of feel your blood start rushing, and then I have a hard time swallowing.
Okay.
I start feeling like my tongue is getting really fat.
Okay.
It's very bizarre. And then my hands start getting kind of stiff.
Okay.
You know, where I'm like, sometimes I can't even close them. Like I'll sit there and try, you know.
So is it your brain kind of just like shutting down a little bit?
Mm-hmm. It's your brain. It's all manageable.
Yeah.
So, you know, like my therapist gave me things to
work on.
Okay,
so what did she say to do?
She'd say, like, hear four sounds while you're sitting there. So you'd hear a car screech, or you'd hear a horn beep, or you'd hear the construction guys, you know, on the street hammering something. And so you're taking your mind off of putting it into that mode. And then she'd say, so you get through the four, and then you say, oh, I need to look for three colors.
Okay.
So blue, I'm going to choose blue. And you start going through that. And then look for... smell two smells. So I smell gas and I smell pavement being laid, you know, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've kind of worked your way out of it.
Okay.
The lights changed. You're moving on.
Really?
You know? Yeah. It's really amazing.
Because what happens if you have a panic attack and you're driving and you don't have these steps?
You pull over.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, so it's just kind of crazy.
So has the floating and the sauna allowed you to like not even feel like you have them coming on, or is it all a team effort? Is it like everything you do it all together to make the pie?
You know, I don't really have them anymore, so I want to say maybe it was a team effort. Maybe it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Or I don't know. But even during the pandemic, I was, you know, our business shut down for a little bit. We had just opened in Brentwood, unfortunately, the day after the tornado.
Oh.
Because we were 2 months behind on our build out, and we just kind of picked that day, like, okay, we get to open. Then the tornado hit, and so we couldn't really, you know, we didn't want to promote it. We were mourning for everybody in the city. And then 3 weeks later, the pandemic hit.
Wow. So what do you do as a new, brand new business owner when all this is happening? How do you handle that? What is your natural response? Like, how do you stay motivated and not, you know, get super...
stress, right?
Yeah.
Because
that's a lot.
It is a lot. I think I don't really know what I thought at the time.
It's the timing of that.
Yeah. I did get in touch with the health department. And Candace did the same thing in the Nashville location because I'm in Williamson County. She got approval through the health department to be deemed essential.
Mm.
So she got to open back up. And so we did the same thing. She's like, Meredith, you need to get in touch with the Williamson Health Department. And they were super nice. They were like, absolutely, because people use it for, you know, health reasons.
Right.
So, so they deemed us essential. I got that letter. And I think that put my mind, you know, at ease. I was like, okay, they're going to, like, let us open. Unlike, God bless the poor gyms and...
Oh, I know.
Yeah. You know, restaurants. I mean, that's tough. So we're only closed 30 days. But the trick was navigating masks and...
Because how do you wear a mask when you float?
Well, you don't. But like if they walked in, you know, we didn't really have any rules around masks yet. So
right.
I was like, do you leave it on? Do you leave it off? And if I left it off, people would get upset. If I put it on, people would get upset because I'd say, you're too liberal. If I had, you know.
Yeah.
You can't please everybody, right?
Right, right.
So I would basically do it based on whoever walked in the door, however they looked is how I looked. You know, like if they had their mask on, I had my mask on. If they had it off, I felt okay to have it off. Because I've never been a big masker.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for all those who are big maskers.
I mean, it's a true, like, almost like moral decision people have. Like, I feel like if people who are, I've kind of always sat in the middle with everything, but like people are like really anti or really for, and like everyone has such strong beliefs on either side. It's like, and people, you know, so.
And I do want to be respectful to people that have health issues, and it's real. It's legit out there. But thank the Lord, I, you know, haven't had any issues with it. I did have COVID.
Oh, how was your experience?
It was okay. It was like last November.
Yeah.
I just lost my taste and smell. I was super tired for about 5 days, but I guess I was one of the lucky ones, right?
So, okay. So you have this, you're deemed essential.
Yes.
Which I totally agree, because mental health is so important. Absolutely. When did you get on your mental health journey? Because so much of your life now, I feel like, just from like knowing you, we haven't known each other that long, but I can see how you roll. It is very, and your husband too, like Corey comes to yoga and he is very intentional and obviously floating and doing the sauna. And so when did mental health become so important to you? And have you always been this aware of mental health, or was there a moment when you're like, I guess, was it your panic attacks and that kind of led to everything else? And like, how has being aware of mental health and taking care of mental health, especially if you weren't as aware of it before, changed your life?
That's a good question. Like, I have always, I grew up in a household that was very active physically, portion control, you know.
Yeah, like very like really, guidelines very to live much by. So.
Yes, guidelines to live by. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the ones I wanted to live by.
Right. But your parents or your family had like, they had things worked out that they felt like worked as the one way to work, probably. Mm-hmm.
Right. And my dad was just always, unfortunately for him, he's passed now, but he was always ahead of his curve.
Okay.
Meaning like he wrote his, I think his graduate thesis on frozen foods before they were frozen foods.
And what was his the point of it?
Is restaurants, my husband read the article recently and was telling me, because I totally forgot about it, but restaurants could have these portions prepared in portion control, frozen, ready to go, so that when restaurants, you know, got too busy or supplies didn't come in as they were supposed to, they would have these things already prepackaged and ready to go.
Okay.
This is before we had like microwavable things. And it was just crazy. He was always ahead of things. He had a pill business, a delivery business for pharmaceuticals before we had pharmaceuticals delivering.
Mm.
So it was like, but it was unfortunate because he was ahead of his curve where they didn't always make out, because people are like, he's crazy.
You know, right.
Like, oh, he had a Subway before there was Subway.
Like just, a sandwich shop?
Yes, a sandwich. It was just crazy.
So he was a visionary guy.
He was a visionary, yeah. But like I said, he was always a little bit too, you know, too early for his stuff. His timing wasn't right.
Okay.
So that's how I grew up. And then I was a serious tennis player.
Oh, wow.
When I was young, and traveled a lot doing that. And then I quit to the detriment of my parents.
Were they so sad?
Yeah.
Did they want you to be like all the way?
Yes. But who is really? How many people really go all the way? You're right. It's a very thing.
You could have done it, Meredith. Oh, I believe
in you. Maybe so. I could have, for all you out there.
So you always had a lot of structure.
So I had a lot of structure.
And a lot of intensity around your life.
Yeah, that's right. So I always, my dad was a military guy. So I guess I always just was aware of keeping fit, but I'm not really sure about the mental.
You just knew mental. What needed to be done.
I really think I've learned along with all everybody else through the years, don't you? Like, you know, it's just become such an issue.
More of a topic now. Like, I feel like, especially back in the day, people didn't really even know how to talk about this stuff. And it was kind of like, if you talk about it, you're sort of crazy, like you were saying.
You are. And you just, and we really had to push it under the rug. I mean, like if anybody in your world came forward and admitted to their weaknesses or admitted to their problems, it made you look weak. You know, now I think everybody's very open and accepting. And gosh, if you can share your story, you might help somebody else.
And people are all about helping others and helping ourselves. And like, even like with like your whole business and things like that. It's like, okay, let's prioritize our mind. We prioritize working and making money, and we prioritize fitness, and we prioritize so many things. Like, why would we not prioritize what runs the whole ship?
That's right.
And the machine of the ship.
The machine is amazing. The more I learn about the brain, not that I study it much, but when I hear things and It's just amazing to me. So yeah, so that's number one right there. Gut and brain mm-hmm. are the two things that we really need to focus on. So yeah, I guess it's just over time. But I certainly didn't come from a background where, you know, we were non-motivated, non-movers. My dad was a bit of an overachiever and put a little pressure on me too, which I guess put some fire under me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I liked it, sometimes I didn't.
Sometimes with pressure in general, I feel like it can force you to be something and do something that you're proud that you are,
yeah.
but you don't necessarily know why you're doing it, or it's like so like mentally exhausting to get there that yes, you get these results, but your mind has not necessarily been on the same page, you know?
Yeah. But I can tell you, which is, this is funny about this. I hate my voice. I hate it.
Your voice?
Yes. And I was listening to Kirby, your yeah. podcast with her, and she said which the same thing. Everyone, she sounds like an otter.
Y'all are hilarious. Kirby also, everyone listen to that podcast. She's a stylist and she'll do a closet analysis.
Oh, yes.
And I was telling Meredith, even though Meredith does not need it because you are one hot mama.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever need someone to like, just like razzle dazzle you, Kirby is the yeah. one. She's so great.
Oh, I've seen your post.
She does
a phenomenal job. Like, she's awesome. I'm hiring her for the next event, whenever
yes,
that is.
Yes.
For sure.
You do not sound like an otter.
Oh,
and
my
neither
gosh.
Neither does Kirby. Y'all are
no,
so
Kirby
funny.
Does not, but I sound like something. But what was funny is I went to Ole Miss, and I think I ate my way through my freshman year.
Same.
And I think maybe I was trying to like get back at my dad or something for all that portion control.
You know what? I don't think you're wrong in that. It's
yeah.
like all of a sudden you're on your own. You have freedom. And I was always the same way, like very involved athletically. You
yeah.
know, I had a very like healthy family and I just wanted to eat junk and like,
me too.
Binge.
And drank. And,
yeah. I just wanted to eat everything bad.
I was a mess.
Yeah. And so I think that's why I love yoga, because I still love to eat pizza.
I know.
Still love to eat French fries. I still love burger.
Yeah.
And I don't want to feel bad about it, because
I don't either.
I don't like feeling like there's a good food and a bad food.
Mm-hmm.
Some people really work well with like parameters and, you
yeah.
know, having off limits and on limits. Not me. I need to be able to choose from the whole variety of food based on what I feel like eating that day. And I just need to learn how to like, you know, not gorge myself, because I did the same thing. I went
yeah.
to college freshman year and I went nuts.
Me too. I was like, well, he's
like
not going to tell me
20.
What I can eat. I gained 30, I think. So I came home for Thanksgiving.
You're like wild and free,
yeah.
like gone crazy.
Yeah. And God only knows I had not only one dinner, but you know, you'd go out that
yeah.
night and party and come back and have
late
another
night.
Dinner.
Yeah. Like fast food drive through yeah. afterwards every night.
I remember I came home Thanksgiving. My dad goes, what happened to you?
Like,
and I didn't see it.
L-I-V-I-N.
Yeah. I'm living. But I was going to major in journalism.
Mm,
and right. so I wanted to be, and this is the only way I'm like my dad, was I wanted to be Erin Andrews before Erin Andrews existed.
So you're ahead of your time, too.
I loved sports. I wanted to be on the radio or on TV or something to that sort. So I did the journalism classes, and I got put on the radio.
And you hated your voice.
Hated my voice.
So
and
that's
I was like,
what turned you mm-hmm, away from that career was
mm-hmm,
your voice?
My voice.
Well, couldn't you have just
yes.
like changed your voice?
I didn't change my voice.
I mean, can't you just
and then I heard Kirby and
tone?
I was like, Kirby, you do not sound bad.
So you didn't pursue it because you didn't mm-hmm. like the way your voice sounded?
No. And
really?
That's horrible. Like,
it's not horrible.
No, no. But I mean, like, it's horrible to give up something that you really wanted.
When you don't have a bad voice.
When you, well, you know, it's
right, do
okay.
Do you regret that you gave that dream up?
Yes.
Oh,
I do. I know. I'm like, dang. Well,
it's
I don't
not
know if
late.
I regret it. I wished I would have had more confidence.
Well, and you,
you
know
what?
That's another great point to talk on, because
yes. confidence.
I feel that way as well. I feel like a lot of women, I mean, I'm sure men, but I like to talk about women because I is one.
You is one.
I feel like a lot of women don't give themselves enough credit
yeah.
and can find one thing that discourages them to do something
mm-hmm.
and let it really like discourage them all the way.
Yeah, or take a different path.
Or take
right?
a different
yeah.
path. And it's hard to have like that confidence and honestly, balls. Men have these balls. They walk in and they're like, I can do whatever I want.
I
like,
know.
I'm doing
Why
it.
Is that?
Women, we walk in and we start doubting ourselves.
Yeah, we do. We doubt everything. And
mm-hmm.
then if we have one, that's the thing with women. We're so emotional. If we have one person tell us like, oh, you sounded different.
Then
or
we
you sounded weird or
we give up on
whatever
it
was, we give up. We mm-hmm. don't say like, excuse me, but some men will say, screw you, you
know,
and move on.
I know.
But they won't do it. Now, you are a great example for people, though, for confidence. Meaning
took me
in
a while to get there.
Meaning in a positive way, because I love how natural you are on
Thank
camera.
You.
I told I had a girl deliver a painting this morning, and I told her, I said, really, I should be podcasting her, if that's a word. I was like, I mean, she was on the The Amazing Race twice. She was in a band. I said, you should hear the voice on her. I was like, the girl I should be.
Sang, and you're like, you need to sing more.
I should be flipping this around on you, but I'm sure all your listeners already know how awesome you are.
But I appreciate that. Thank you so much for saying that. And I have...
She's not paying me to say this.
I know, right?
It's true. It's so nice.
It took me a long time to get here because I had so much insecurity when I was young, in my teenage years and then my 20s. And I had so much pressure around myself just from like playing sports and feeling like I needed to look a certain way, that like I struggled with eating, and then like binging in college, and like I struggled with eating disorders and all sorts of stuff just because like of all the pressures of being a female, people not really talking about stuff as much as they do now. Yeah. And I got into just this roller coaster with like insecurities and body image stuff. Right. And then finally I hit this wall and I'm like, I am so tired of this.
Yeah. How'd you find that?
Well, I started doing things that interest me that I was really wanted to do that I felt like would validate me. Like I wanted to be a famous singer. So I pursued it. I had enough gumption to stick with a dream, even though like I didn't feel comfortable by myself. So I got in a trio with two other strong women. Yeah. So I felt stronger with them. And that worked for me because I didn't feel like I was necessarily strong enough on my own to carry a full dream of becoming a country singer. But paired with my trio mates, Taylor and Jen, I felt very strong. And they helped me find my strength within myself and like learn what I loved, and being around two other strong women all the time.
I think I would succeed more with a team.
I love a team.
I do too, with, you know, the support.
I think that's a great team. And I wasn't ready to be on my own yet. I didn't feel like I could handle it. And probably how you felt with journalism. I think I would have shut down immediately by myself. But like with Taylor and Jen, I felt very powerful. And I grew into a version of myself that I love now. But I also had a ton of learning lessons. I learned how to navigate high executive industry people. Yeah. But with Taylor and Jen as a support.
Because so that's a tough industry.
It's very tough. And I think I would have crumbled by myself.
Absolutely.
So the strength of having other people with me. So, I mean, maybe that's something to think about.
Strength in numbers.
Strength in numbers. If you feel, you know, like you're a little too nervous on your own, maybe pair up with someone.
Pair up with somebody. Yeah.
And then that eventually gave me enough life experiences to trust myself and to feel like I was
worthy.
Worthy. It's all been to find worthiness.
It is.
The whole journey is to find worthiness, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I know. It is. And it's hard to find, especially when you're younger. You know, it does take some time probably to get that confidence. But
the podcast was the first thing I've ever done on my own. I've always been with other people.
Yeah. I'm probably that way too. I even thought about bringing Liz with me to this.
But who's Liz?
Because I don't like my voice.
Oh, your partner?
Well, she's not. She's my general manager. Yes.
Because so you didn't want to. Isn't that funny, though?
Like, yeah, I was like, maybe I should bring Liz. And Corey's like, no, you can do it,
Meredith. But you thought your voice would be a problem. Like you would rather have someone else do it because you doubt your voice. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, or doubt the way I'll put it out there. You know what I mean?
But to me, you have such a great easy flow and a great conversation and you got such a great story.
Thank you.
Isn't it funny what we get hooked on?
It is funny. Even, you know, as you get older, you're like, surely that stuff will go away. But yeah, you just got to work on it.
1 million years thought you had a weird voice.
That's so funny.
But to you, it's like a huge thing.
Yeah, it is.
And you've carried it around with you for years.
Right. There's not much I can do about it, right?
So should we try to release this right now?
I'm trying to learn Spanish, so maybe I could just... speaking Spanish.
I think you should just know you have a great voice.
Thank you.
And think of it this way. Think of all the things your voice has served you well in.
Yeah, that's
true. Like your voice has allowed you to raise your children and speak to them, like loving and kindness over them and like, you know, help them grow into the humans they are. Your voice has led you to meeting your husband and navigating your personal inner journey to like leading you to be curious and communicating those thoughts, opening your studio. I mean, your voice has done a lot of good stuff for you.
Yeah. Yeah. You need a voice, right?
You need a voice and you got one.
You made it.
And you've used it. It's served. It's done what it's supposed to do.
That's right. So it's what God gave me.
Well, it's like trying to get your voice liposuction. Like we look at our bodies and we're like, oh, I need to like fix that or I need to fix this. But it's your body's serving its function for you. We got to love it.
Yeah, so we do. That's a good point.
Well, I'm glad you came by yourself. Thank you.
Thank you.
I've enjoyed this conversation.
I know. I loved it. It's been fun.
Is your general manager, is she the one that has overcome Lyme disease with?
No, that's Karen. She's in our Cool Springs studio.
Okay.
Well, she used to be a client and then she wanted to work for me. And I kind of was like, I don't know about that because... You know, if it doesn't work out with somebody you hire, then you also lose them as a client. But I just kind of
trust your intuition.
Trusted. And she was so nice about running around town. She teaches yoga and she would tell everybody about us and she would say, oh, I have a great connection because we have a lot of functional medicine. I guess you'd call them physicians. A lot of them are nurse practitioners, but which is pretty darn close. But they would send people to us from Karen touching base with them because they believe in the modalities as well. So I was like,
and modalities are all the things the light does.
Well, just meaning like, the services we have. So like the floating,
you're so professional. The sauna. High class words.
You know what the new word is today? I've decided efficacy. I hear that all over. Efficacy.
What does that mean?
Like people will say how do they say it? Like the saunas.
Is it like efficient?
Efficacy. Yeah. Like is it efficiency of it?
But you
efficacy.
Say,
and I heard it on TV the other day and I thought that must
instead
be like
of saying
the new
efficiency. It's efficacy.
Efficacy. Or the way that it of efficacy, meaning like
that the way it affects
works,
you.
That way it affects you. It works for you. The efficacy of it. Yeah. So anyways.
Okay. Thanks for enlightening me and everyone listening.
So Karen has been awesome. I ended up hiring her because she was such a promoter of us and believed in the services and felt
had
better.
Actual results.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. When I walked in for the first time, she was there and she told me her story. And I literally was like, because I know several people with Lyme disease and they have gone all around the world trying to cure this because it, actually one of my best friends has Lyme disease. I need to tell her about this. I can't believe I haven't told her this yet. But people who have Lyme disease, it is so frustrating and it really takes you down and there's not a lot of like relief and cures out there. And so
I
she
really
said
what they do.
She's went consistently for like months. I don't know if she went like every day or like three times a week or something. But
yeah, she was 12 sessions a month. So she came three times a week for 4 weeks.
And she
was regular.
All
know,
of her
months.
Symptoms of Lyme disease have stopped presenting themselves.
Yes.
And she hasn't had them in years.
No, and she never got COVID. She did
really?
No, and she's been around people. She doesn't usually like face masks. She swears on the saunas
because it keeps her autoimmune and her immune in mind. It makes
your immune
so
system.
Much.
Yeah.
Sense. Even if you don't float three times a week, like going to the sauna, and that's the thing too, you can separate these services. They don't have to go together. They're great going together, but even if
you
just
can
pop in
them.
For 30 minutes and do your sauna.
Like, absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah. Some people just do sauna. Some people
and it
just do
like,
floats.
Instead of taking, you know, like some people take like Advil because they have pain every single day or some people, you know, you have these things in your routine, these habit stacking things you have in your routine, just stack this into your routine and then
exactly.
that will help you in the long term dealing with illnesses and feeling great.
Right. Like we do yoga.
Yeah.
And we go sweat or float and then we feel okay to eat lunch.
And some people are like, well, I don't have time. I can't afford this. And you know, and I totally get that, but it's like, you can make this work for you because just think of some of the things we probably spend money on that aren't serving us at all. And if you are struggling with like health issues or not feeling well, just figure out a way to like change something that's not serving you and put it in this area because this will serve you in so many ways. And you can even do it for like 30 minutes here and there. And just because y'all are open till 8 p.m., right?
Yeah, we're open in Brentwood 10 to 8 and then Cool Springs 9 to 8.
I just think it is so important to help yourself.
I do too.
You know, and it does cost money and it does involve a time commitment.
A little
commitment.
Time, yep.
And it is hard to do that, especially when you're working and you have kids and there's so much on your plate. But because there's so much on your plate, if you can take a little bit of time once a week, you know, twice a month, as much as you can start with, and really give your body and your mind a chance to turn off and have a break and reset, like, that will, and then have heat come in and heal you and help you.
I mean,
you.
Heat kills things, you know?
And then salt as well coming into your body.
Oh, absolutely,
You know, if you actually can prioritize and not think it's like silly to like take time to do this or it's just extra, but like really think about the benefits, that will serve you so much more in the big picture of your life, like rejuvenating your body, giving you more energy, giving you more mental clarity, like helping you not get sick, just so helping your joints feel better, just helping you do your life better. And then allowing you to like slow down in life too, because you have this moment where you turn off and then you can start trying to apply that to other areas of your life instead of just getting sucked up into the routine of life because life
Which
swallows us whole.
Mm-hmm.
It just does.
It does. I'm like determined soon to put my phone down for 24 hours. Now, how
well,
I'm going to do that?
Day.
I know. I haven't done it yet, but I want to.
But what if someone has to call you?
I know. You like when I have five kids, you're like, somebody might need me, right?
Did you get a pager?
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Bring back a pager.
So this is only for an emergency. You can page me at this number. And everyone, otherwise, I'm putting this fund down. And I bet I would be okay when I came back.
But you know what? I mean? If you gave like, did all I really of miss your people that you know you need to be in contact with, if they all had your pager number,
then they're not going to page me unless it's necessary, right?
Actually, that's not a bad idea. The pager challenge.
The pager challenge. I like it.
I do too.
Do they sell pagers? Can we get
it's
them?
Like on the black market, finding a pager these days.
Blackberries, pagers, all those things that are way before.
Pagers were so
probably
cool
most of your listeners' time frame.
Just the number pops up on the pager, right?
I think so. I've never had one.
We need to study how a pager even works.
Yeah, I know. I've never had a pager.
I love that, though.
I do. I know. I'm going to attempt it.
But it does involve intentional living. And this is the thing. And so many of us, it's hard to have intentional living. And it is a luxury to have intentional living, it sounds like. But really, if you can get on board with carving out some little space for you, even if you don't, even like just like having a bath and pouring Epsom salt into it and like setting a meditation, like you have to find, you need to start somewhere in your life, don't you think?
Yeah, and I think our mental health is absolutely, I mean, I hate to sound so like ho-hum to everybody, but I mean, it's so important.
It's so
important.
Like
your mental health, like I worry about my youngest because she graduated in the pandemic. Mm. She didn't even really get to graduate. I mean, they ended up walking, but masked and distanced and didn't get to have her senior year. Then she went off to Georgia, was miserable because they didn't have classes. They were in their dorm. She
was like, why are you even in college when you're just in your dorm? You'd rather almost be at home.
Exactly. Well, she did. She ended up coming home.
Because I'd be so homesick if I was just trapped in my dorm room in a place I didn't know.
I know. And I just worry about their mental state. You know, I'm just like, gosh. So then she came home and finished out at home, and now she's at Tennessee. But I'm like, gosh, the world for them is so like stressful. I worry about their mental. You
and
know,
is it like I just want the isolation, the not being able to associate with people, and then the division.
Not having prom, not having like, you know, how was your senior year?
And feeling so like or just in your own
your
world.
Your freshman year of college. You know, just like you miss kind of all those pinnacle parts.
And you're scared of people because you can't be around people.
You can't be around.
The virus spreads. It's like,
it is such a mental thing, you know? And you even delivered during
I had Sunny in September in 2019. So right before the pandemic, 6 months before.
So you could still have people in the hospital.
We had everyone in the hospital.
Oh, thank the Lord. Because I even feel bad for these mamas. I'm like,
especially when the pandemic first hit and like moms were having to deliver even without the husbands and their masks and everything. Like, That's so mentally hard. Like that wears on you. And like the husband who doesn't get to be in the room. You know, it's like all this stuff. And yes, we're navigating, but like these things have effects on your mental health. And that's why more than ever now, because also on y'all's Instagram, I learned in 2018, the depression rate has increased like 3 times.
Yes, it is like considered, I think, one of the second most detrimental diseases now. I guess if you can call it a disease.
Depression.
Yeah, you can. So I just think that it's something easy we can push aside you know, because obviously you still need to exercise. You need to have a good diet.
You need to make money.
You need to make money.
You need to take care of your kids.
But
all these things always take precedence over our own mental health, which, like we said in the beginning, is the machine that runs it all.
Mm-hmm.
So if our mental health is suffering, then like everything we're doing is suffering.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're not fully present and we're not giving our best self and we're stressed out and we're strung out and we're exhausted and we're panicked and we're scared and all of this is running our show.
Mm-hmm.
But when you take this time for mental health, you can regroup and reset and get intentional and find joy in God and like something bigger and, you know.
Yeah, and I think we could live to 111. I just saw some lady the other day that was 111, and I was like, and she still was like,
what'd she do?
Spry.
She's probably did yoga, was a vegetarian, and floated into saunas every day.
Exactly. She probably was healthy. I don't even know.
She probably lived in Colorado and didn't have internet and went hiking, just detached from all these things that stress us out.
I was like, gosh, if we could know that we would have mental health up until a really old age, like being present and not getting Alzheimer's and all these things. I mean, who wouldn't do it, right? Because we just want to live a long life where we're present and clear and our brain is still functioning properly, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I always think about that. I'm like, that's like a goal of mine.
Well, and I think actually achieving mental health is really one of the greatest things you can do in your life because it is 100% a personal journey, you know? And I think that is the thing that's hard is like, there's so many things that we can plug into in life. And mm-hmm. like starting even with school at a young age, you have teachers and like curriculums and all these things telling you what to do, how you need to achieve, when you've reached these goals, what you have to do mm-hmm. to reach these goals. It's like, you know, and then you have a family environment that tells you, you know, you have family structure and you got to do this as a part of the family and everything, society norms, everything we're being told how to live, what to do, what the steps are, how to get there, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. Mental health is the only thing that you are completely in charge of by yourself. And you have to take initiative to handle it on your own because you're the only one who knows what's going on in your brain.
You're right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That is a good message for everybody.
So if you really, it's the full one responsibility you have to yourself, mm-hmm. from yourself, and only you can do it.
Yes.
Yeah, and you can do it no matter what your circumstances are, because there's, especially this is where internet is great and stuff like that. With all this access we have, you can choose to access things that will encourage your mental health.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Use your brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take care of yourself.
Take care of it. Yeah.
Be intentional. Yeah, find things.
Your whole body, you know,
that fuel it. And that's why I feel like you're floating in sauna. Mm-hmm. It is just one more part of that picture of mental health. And if you can incorporate that into your life, you are serving yourself so well.
Yeah, you are. And that's why I said it really is. There really is something for everybody in both of those. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was just sitting here thinking it through as you were talking. I was like, people come with this sleep deprivation, you know, because magnesium.
What are some of the things people come with? Let's go through that list. Like I would love to talk about that.
Well, like the magnesium will help you sleep.
So where is the magnesium? In the salt?
It is the salt.
That is salt.
That is salt. Okay. So when you're...
I didn't do that. It kind of feels like you're in the Dead Sea, right?
It does. It's Cool Springs has like 1,000 pounds. This Brentwood one has 1,200 pounds. So we measure it daily. To make sure the salinity levels are up. It has a super crazy filtration system.
So it's super clean. That's it's super thing. Clean. Like it's not, you're not laying in people's backwash and stuff.
No. It's an ozone light and a UV light, and they combine. It's a 15-minute filtration. It collects even skin cell size things. And it runs three times through. So when the water comes out, the company is superior. They said that it's actually drinkable if you didn't have the salt in it.
Awesome.
I mean, so it's that clean. And
yeah, I just think we're drinking sewage water from like our water plants that is exactly. like poop running through that.
Oh, I know. Gross. Sick.
That's disgusting.
So it's extremely sanitary, extremely clean. Also, there's no cracks and crevices so that things can't live in it. They've made it so that it's seamless.
So there's no mold. So there's no mold
or anything that can gather. So that's another one of their things. And they make, Tom Brady has one of their floats, the Bears, the 49ers. Now they're doing colleges like Clemson Tigers. So they know their space for sure. And yeah. I would say they are the premier float brand. But we get kids with concussions, of course. We, you know, like a little doctor's note to say, just because, you know, if they're under 16. But we get, because it helps with your brain function, so it will help them recover quicker. So we get kids that come in for that. Like I said, we get pregnant women, we get athletes, we get songwriters, because it does help with creativity, because the magnesium helps with the brain functioning. And then also to take, like, let's say you or your husband went in there, it can take away the other busyness that's going around in the world, and you can focus on more of what you're, you know, trying to dig into. Mm-hmm. So that's why they like it as well.
And just like, to shut your brain off and let inspiration flow.
Yes, inspiration. That's right. Yeah. For the creative people, which I'm not super creative, so I'm always like in awe of y'all and your creativity. I told your husband, I said, you know, it's a gift from God that you two can sing that way.
Yeah, you know, no, it truly. Is truly.
I said, you can fine tune things. It's kind of like an athlete, right? You know, who's going to be a Tom Brady? You know, that's a gift from God.
Then you have to work at it. Once you know you have the talent, then you have to really.
For sure.
Not everyone takes. I'm sure there's other people out there who are born with Tom Brady talent, but they don't have the discipline, work ethic, or drive to take it all the way. Because what it takes to become that level, you have to be on another level.
You do. He's like amazing. I know. Me. He's like Superman.
And so is Giselle.
And I know.
I mean, of course. Really? But like attracts like. Of course they would match up because they're operating at their highest vibration in this life. I mean, oh my God. You know, they're just so in tune to every part of their life. They are so intentionally living.
Yes. And talk about two healthy people.
That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, those two. I don't think they even drink coffee. alcohol.
To be so committed.
Stretches.
But to be in the mindset, to be so committed every day of your life to intentionally living to your highest standard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing.
I mean, I don't want to live to my highest standard. I want to go through Chick-fil-A and eat French fries.
Me too.
You know?
I know, me too. Like, today's the day. We're
like, I've
do
been
it.
Thinking,
yeah,
I started, I'm kind of getting hungry right now. And I'm like, I'm going to go get Chick-fil-A after I pick up Sunny from school.
I know.
Giselle would never do that.
She would never do that. And I guess I tried to tell, you know, like, everybody's a balance. Right? Life is just a balance.
And you have to find your balance.
You do. You have to, you know, take the good with the bad and, you know, figure out something in between.
And find the place, the balance in your life to work in mental health. You have to. Whether if you can do float, if you're in Nashville and you can do something like float and sauna and yoga, do that. If you can't, then figure out what you can start including in your life, because do you feel like your life has changed since you've started prioritizing your mental health?
Oh gosh, for sure.
What's changed in you?
Well, the panic attacks have certainly gotten better. I feel much like calmer, and I'm a better communicator. Maybe I'm more thoughtful in my delivery, even with like my family, because I feel like I've always been very like quick to jump on something. I unfortunately am that mom that's like, what'd you do? You know, when something happened on the playground when they were little, I was like, I'm sure she was involved in it, you know, where now I'm a little more thoughtful in that, where I'm like, you know, so like, tell me about the situation.
You're not jumping to your own conclusions. You're letting them tell you their perspective first without like projecting.
Not so black and white.
Projecting right? What you think is black and white. Yeah.
And I think I used to just be black and white. My dad was black and white. My mom was, you know.
Now so you're just full of color.
Now I just have a lot of color, you know.
I love that.
So yeah.
What color would you say has entered your life the most if you had to pick a color?
Well, red's my favorite color, but I feel like blue has entered.
Mm-hmm. And you have a very calming wall in your studio.
Yeah, I do. I love that wall.
I love
wall.
That wall. I think
me
I want
too.
To do something similar in a purple color here.
I love that wall.
That wall,
I
it's
do.
Like this swirling, it's like a gemstone cut open that has like turquoise and all these different like gold specks and color. It looks like a beautiful gemstone rock cut open and all these swirling blues and whites and golds. It's so peaceful.
I wanted to make it really different from the Cool Springs location, which is very, as a picture of the panhandle on there, because we have a place in Seaside area. So we have a big picture on the wall of that, and it's a little more beachy with baskets and, you know, seagrass rugs and things like that. And this one I wanted to make a little more hip and modern, because we're moving closer into Nashville. So I thought we might have a little more eclectic, not that Franklin people aren't eclectic, but it's a little more suburban. You know, I thought, well, maybe we'll have more musicians that are, you know, creative and, so I wanted to make it just a different feel. So when you went to either location, because if you're a member, you can use either, that they would have a different experience every time that they went.
Do you know what I really love about it too? Especially the sauna part. I love the floating. Like Michael loves the floating. I didn't know if he was going to like it because like he sometimes gets claustrophobic and stuff, but he like loves the floating so much, which
I love. It's a pretty big room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love them both, but I really responded to the sauna because I love heat.
Yeah, I do
love
too.
I love heat. And I love all the benefits that the sauna does. And I love that like I blocked off 45 minutes to sit in that sauna, which is a large chunk of time. But like I blocked it off into my calendar. I knew Sunny was taken care of. I knew my responsibilities for work were like being handled. Like I didn't have anything around that time. And I went in and I didn't have my phone in there. I put on some like meditating music and I just gave myself that time where I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
And I was like able to stop my brain from working because I'm like, everything is handled. Everything is in your calendar. Everything is like on an agenda, and this is part of your agenda. So relax.
Yes.
I let myself relax.
Yeah. I love a very popular doctor in town here goes in there and he'll do back to back with nothing. Like, because we have the Calm app in there, we have Netflix for the people.
You can watch TV if you want to.
You can watch TV.
Which is fun because sometimes it gets hot and you need a distraction. Like, okay, I'm going to turn on a TV show.
You do sometimes because you're like, okay.
But also, that's cool too if you just want to watch a TV show and zone out in the middle of the day while you're getting all these benefits.
And what I do is I watch all the trashy shows that my husband doesn't like. Yes. You know, like, what's it, Blinded by... Is it Blinded
Love
by
is
Love?
Blind.
Love is Blind. I love that. I was
so
watching
good.
Brazil the other day.
I know. I actually watched some of those subtitles the other day, too.
Me too. Did you watch Spanish subtitles?
Yeah.
I did, too.
I didn't think I was going to like it, but I did.
And then...
I love those dating shows.
Oh, I love them.
I love Bachelor in Paradise, everything. Yep. Count me in. Yes. I know it's awful, but I still can find good in all of them. I can like find the silver lining of all
and
the
shows. And that's my escapism, I guess. You know, so you can do that, or you can listen to the Calm app, or you can do like he does nothing at all.
And just has that time because he's probably, you said he's a doctor. So imagine his brain. He's doing life-saving things every single day. Like, you know?
Yeah. And so he
needs to have a place to turn off his nervous system.
Yeah. The quiet's hard.
Quiet is hard. You know, I would actually go to him as a doctor because now that I know he's that intentional and that he has such a high, stressful, very like life and death job.
Yeah,
life,
you know that he's taking
it down. He's prioritizing his own self. That makes me think highly of him as a doctor.
Absolutely. I think that that's, probably one of the reasons people do, you know, because
like he knows what he needs to do to make sure he can operate at his best and he does it. That's impressive.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Because mental health, like if you are actually dealing with someone who values mental health, then they are very intentional. Because like you have to be intentional to deal with your mental health.
You have to.
Because it's hard to deal with your mental health. And a lot for most of our life, sometimes we don't even know we got things going on or what's happening.
That is so funny you say that because I said that to my husband the other day. I was like, is therapy good for me?
Because then all of a sudden now you have all these.
All of a sudden I'm like.
Aware of stuff you never thought of.
Wait a second. Yeah, exactly.
Makes you revisit your entire life.
I know. And I'm like, I don't want to really remember all that. So.
And now you have to like reframe everything. It's like your whole life. We had it in a box and it was all organized in this box. Yeah. And then therapy just shakes it up and throws it on the ground.
I know. And then then you're like, now what do I do about it?
And you're like, I had it all organized and I knew how to live within my box that I had created around my own personal traumas. And now it's all on the floor and I'm looking at it and I don't know what the F to do with any of
this. That's so true. That's exactly how I've been feeling. And so I'm like, I love her.
But you have, but that's why therapy is commitment. You have to stick with it.
And
because
that's mental health too. Yeah.
You have to, and it, that's why therapy is not a quick fix because now all of your shit that you had all boxed up and organized that you learned how to survive in is now all on display. You can see it. Your therapist can see it. And you have to literally go weekly to pick it all back up and examine it and then put it back in your box in a different way.
Yeah. And then you see why you work the way you do today. And that's funny. You asked about the Enneagram earlier because I had done it, I guess, about 2 years ago. Yeah. And I'm a six. And I went to her and she's like, what's your Enneagram? Do you know? Because I really believe in that. And I stood there and I was like, I don't know. I need to go look at home. So I sent it to her and she's like, you're so a six. You know, I'm very head thinker, where I need to be more in my heart sometimes, but I'm very just motivated by what my head tells me, which is not always a good thing. So she's trying to work on me to think.
Connect the head and the heart.
Connect the head and the heart and like really go more with your gut, Meredith. She said, you have a good gut. You just don't trust in yourself because you're so in your head.
Like the thing with your voice, like you think your voice would hold you back.
Right. So that's a good part, you know, and then it's interesting because then she'll tell me how I need to deal with a four like you.
I'm
you know,
a four, emotional wreck over here.
Right. With your relationship with her, you know, how would you handle her if she comes to you and she's upset about something? You're like, why are you upset about that?
Because you're like, I don't understand.
I don't understand you.
Why are you so emotional? This is not that hard.
I know. So it's really neat. And so that's something I've gotten out of it because my husband's a seven, as Michael is too.
Oh, sevens. They can just like find the joy and like they're great to be
they're
married
the optimist. Right?
Super optimistic.
I know. I'm like, why are you always half glass full?
I know.
But it's great because I need it.
Yes.
It balances us out.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Totally.
So yeah. So the therapy's been good. But like you said, your shit's all over the ground and I got to figure out where to put it back in the box or do I not put it back in the box?
And exactly. And especially if you don't like start therapy until you're older. You know,
yeah.
Which most of us don't because like you don't really, what kids start therapy young, some more now because the world is getting more aware and enlightened or whatever. But like, so you start now and you're middle aged or whatever. And it's like, you've lived so much of your life figuring it out on your own. And now you have a therapist helping you do this, but it's like, it sucks to have to like deal with it all. And then like actually then be honest about it. And then you have to like change the way you looked at something. And
that's
like,
right.
You can't block this anymore.
In the olden days, they just pushed it under the rug.
And I have to feel this now. And it's like, I have to actually have a clear vision about how this impacted me. That sucks.
Yeah. Or you look back at your parents and you're like, so that's why I'm like this, you know, because you did this to me.
Examining all this is hard.
It is hard work.
And then you have to, like you said, do I put it back in the box? Where do I put it in the box? How much space does it take in the box? Or does it even go in the box?
Right. Like, I don't know if I want it back in the box.
And then you have to recreate your whole personality. And it's
it's tough.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's hard. That's why people don't like to do this stuff.
No, they don't like to. Start younger.
Start younger.
Yeah. And as you just said, middle-aged, I'm laughing because my youngest daughter was like, technically you're not anymore. She's like, the lifespan's about 82. You know, she was so funny. I was like, thanks, Lily.
I'm telling you though, but you have got the secret to youthful living though, because you are glowing. You're just a glowing human.
Yeah.
It's probably because you started prioritizing mental health.
I did, and I try to take care of myself.
You
and,
do?
Yeah, I try to, definitely, because I think it projects on everybody around me, right?
And also, I love that you and your husband do it together. Like, I love seeing you on yoga together.
Yeah,
and I
he's sweet.
But that's awesome.
He's been a blessing to me and my girls completely, you know, completely.
Y'all blended my your family.
Kids. We did, and he treats them just like his own. It's amazing to me. And he was adopted at, I think, around 8.
Was he in an orphanage before his dad disappeared?
Well, no, his mom got married at 15, pregnant at 17, and then his dad kind of left the picture. Mm-hmm. And then his dad now, who he calls dad and was adopted by, I think at about 8, it was official.
Married his mom.
And I think that it was a blessing for me because he came in and
he understood what it's understood like it. For someone to have not been in your life, but then to be a really important role model. So he had a great stepfather. He did.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he understood how valuable that was. So he could be that honestly to your girls.
Yeah.
He knew the what it felt like.
And I think that's so rare.
That is rare.
People are like, oh, they're not mine. Or, you know, you have a little disconnect, but he lived through it. And
so he knew.
Yeah. And my kids had a disconnect with their own father, so they really needed that space filled. So I truly think he was just like a gift for us, you know.
Amazing.
And he's always supported me in business. As I told you earlier, I sold real estate, and he was like, maybe you're a little too honest.
Well, you said because you had trouble closing deals. And I was like, I would buy anything from you. So like, why do you have trouble closing deals? And then you said,
yeah, I was just like, I'm just too, I mean, I don't want to say too honest because realtors are all honest, but I was just too like, wore my heart on my sleeve.
Like if there's something that you wouldn't have liked about the house, you told it.
Yeah. I had a really hard time separating my personal likes and dislikes with my clients.
So it's like, If the house didn't feel right for something for you, then you would tell them all that reason. And they're like, okay, well, let's not buy this house.
Yeah, or I'd sway them another way. Or let's look at some more houses, you know, where they'd be like, okay, but we really like that one. And I'm like, that's okay. We can still look at some others. And my husband's like, okay, you're 6 months in.
Like, you should just
You haven't
close
closed
the deal.
Like, what are you doing? And he's like, it's not your house,
like,
Meredith.
I want them to be happy in their house and have the perfect existence there.
I think they should be in this school district or that school, you know. So, but he always supported me. He's like, how can I help you with marketing? And, you know, and then with this path, he's my biggest investor in Pure Sweat Flood Studio.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what is he in? What's his field?
He's in insurance. Okay. He owns an underwriting company and then also a claims company in Cool Springs. So as he calls it, non-sexy, but I was like, well, it pays the bills.
Yeah.
So, right? It doesn't have to be sexy.
So they're not sexy.
It doesn't have to be sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but he's very supportive of this and he certainly gets tired of hearing about it from me, you know, like, especially with the employment. If anybody's out there, where is everybody?
No one's working.
Where is everybody?
I don't know.
I cannot figure it out. I have like ads running and it's not that I don't get quality people. I don't get people.
Right.
I was like, where'd they all go?
I know.
So I know it's crazy. So every day I'm like, like, you know about
if
that.
If everyone wants a healing job, everybody? You should come work for you guys. I would love to. Can you do like saunas and stuff if you work there?
Oh, for sure. Free. Oh. Because we want y'all to, we want people to speak of it. You know.
Well, then everyone who needs a job, this is where you should work because you will get the benefits for the mental health.
I know. We'd have commission and bonuses and, it's great. And then you also get connections to all the wellness community, you know, because we have functional medicine doctors, chiropractors, athletes, you know, we partner with
the
gyms
wellness community.
And like we partnered with Core Power and just
yoga,
like, you know, just all those connections.
And how great. So even if you're interested in the wellness journey, this would be a great place to start working because you could get access into seeing what's out there, what you really gravitate towards.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Clean juice across the street.
I love clean juice.
I do too. Corey's obsessed with acai bowls.
Oh, I love acai bowls. They're so good.
Like every day. I'm like, is Shane giving you a discount? Because you're there every day.
They're so good. I love it.
It is. It's great. So we have a great community in Brentwood. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if you think about, we have all the health and wellness, but then you can always go next door and get you a donut if you want to.
And there's even these like specialty donuts.
And there's where the balance comes in.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, Meredith, I just adore you. I am so glad to get to know you through our little life's crossing in so many ways. And I have loved getting to do the sauna and floating and just like get more in tune with myself through that. So I appreciate you starting these businesses here.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming on and sharing your journey. I always end with one question, which is leave your light. And it's basically, what do you want people to know? It's very open-ended.
About the business or about just life?
Just whatever comes to mind. What do you want people to know? It can be anywhere. There's no rules for this question. It's whatever hits you.
Well, I guess I would say put you first because you can't take care of everybody behind you or around you until you take care of your number one, you know?
Yes.
You know, and it's not in a selfish way. It's in a way that, you know, if you need to reset, walk out of the room. If you need to... whatever it is,
take care of your needs first so you can show up.
Yeah, and then you'll show up for everybody else.
I love that. So. Word to your mother. Thank you so much, Meredith Lyle. Everyone check out, okay, say it.
Pure Sweat Float Studio.
And then Instagram?
At PSFS Brentwood in Cool Springs.
Y'all go. Work this into your life if you can. It will be so life-giving, mentally healing, physically healing, so much like we said. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you
for having me. This is so great.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye.